I mentioned earlier this morning, today is a special service in that, well, first of all, we have the children up here because of the work going on downstairs. Also, I'm diverting from the book of Daniel to bring this message as a challenge to our college students, those that are heading off to college. If you're heading off to college, could you do me a favor and stand, please? On your feet, Benjamin. You're heading off to college, son. Thank you. Let's give these guys a hand. Thank you. You may be seated. I know there's a couple others that are not here with us today. As I mentioned earlier, the Odlins are traveling to Bismarck, and Emily Odlin obviously is traveling with them. She'll be heading back to NDSU. Benjamin and Maddie both going to Minot State University here in town, and Caleb heading to University of North Dakota over in Grand Forks. So be keeping them in prayer. I think there's some others also that are here, Alex, or that are not here, but Alex Jimenez going to Minot State as well. And Michael, I think, is Michael Raphael is taking some classes also. Just keep them in prayer. It's a huge task and responsibility, not just the classes and the workload that they'll have, but the testimony, you know, and the challenges and the adversity that they'll face. You know, it's a big step, you know, from high school to college, and many different views are expressed from college academia all the way down, you know, to other incoming freshmen. So pray that they'll shine their light and that God would use them to be an example and a testimony where God's planted them. But this morning, if you want to take your Bibles, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Just want to look at two verses this morning. Very familiar passages of Scripture, probably verses that you know and maybe even have memorized and maybe have heard messages on before, and that's okay. Certainly it's good for us to hear things that are a reminder and to be challenged in our daily lives as well. So even though this message is geared and directed towards those that are going to college, it's for really each and every one of us. So Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." To trust means to completely rely on. It is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. And the Bible says that we're to trust in the Lord. So if I could have Eric and Caleb come and help me, I want to kind of illustrate this morning. And Gary, if you would come on up as well. Just move that pulpit over for me, and Gary. And then Gabriel, would you mind coming and helping me out just for a moment this morning? Yeah, anywhere is fine. So the Bible says to trust in the Lord. And I think each and every one of us, you know, understand to a certain extent what that means. But I want to kind of visually illustrate that for us this morning. Don't be nervous. They're a kind group. Okay? Have you ever done a trust fall? Okay, I'm going to teach you. All right, so look at me. You trust Uncle Tim, right?
Yeah.
Okay, don't worry about that guy either. Okay, this is Gary. Say hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
This is Gabriel.
Hey, Gabriel.
All right, so Gabriel, what you're going to do is you're going to stand here. Look at me. Go ahead and scoot close for the first one. Okay. And then you're going to stick your arms straight out to the side. And you can video this. It's okay. It's fine. Or take pictures. Stick your arms straight out to the side. Okay, on the count of three, you're going to fall back, and he's going to catch you.
Okay.
Okay? No problem, right? He's liking this. He's excited. He's got a big smile. All right? One, two, three. Good. Now, this time, don't move your feet. Put your heels close together. Okay, Gary, there you go. And on the count of three, let him go a good ways. Wait till I get to three. Okay, on the count of three, he's going to catch you. Ready? One, two, three. Don't move your feet. Come here.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm not gonna let you fall.
It's called trust. Can you do it without moving your feet?
Okay.
Can you?
I'll try.
You will try. You will do it. All right, here we go.
I'm right here.
He's right there. One, two, three. All right, good. All right, last time. All right, ready? And he's got you, right? Go ahead and a little bit further, Gary.
Yep.
No, you stay right here. He says, yeah, further, you got it, no problem. Ready, one, two, three. Good. Let him go a little bit further. Okay. One, two, three. Oh, okay. That's what I want. That's what I want. A little further towards me. There you go, right there. He's got you. Okay, do you trust me? All right. One, don't move your feet. Two, three. Let's try it one more time. I'm going to stand on your feet. Okay, one, two, three. Good job. Let's give him a hand. All right. Trust is a hard thing, especially with strange guys you don't know. Okay, now we're going to do it this way. Gary, I need you to turn around, stick your arms straight out. Now you hold your hands out. No. You hold your hands out, okay? Right here. This is where you're going to catch him, right here. Okay? When he falls, you catch him. You got it? Okay? Count of three. One, two, three. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. You guys can head back to your seats. If you could, come get the platform, the pulpit back for me. Now, visually, and I know there's people probably listening or that may be listening to this message going, what in the world just happened? Had a little fella and a bigger fella, and we switched their positions in the trust fall. Visually, and give these guys a hand too. What muscle, man. Appreciate having fellas like that in the church that are willing to help out. Visually, that helps us to see what it really means to trust in the Lord. You know, some of us are like that in the beginning where God says, put your faith and trust in me for salvation. And we say, sure, okay, no problem. But then things start to happen in our lives and God says, put your trust in me. And we're like, can I really trust? Mentally, maybe we're trying to assent, but physically, we're still trusting in what? Ourselves. We don't want to give up that trust. Guess what? These young people are about to head off to college. They've been trusting in the Lord, but they're going to be faced with things. God's going to say, trust in me. And they're going to say, okay, God, I trust in you, but I really feel good trusting in myself too. We need to pray for them, that they'll continue to trust in the Lord. And by the way, you know, you really need to give Gabriel a big hand because it was difficult for him. I kind of had to help him a little, nail him down some. I didn't crush his toes, by the way, don't worry. But trust is usually learned. So they've been watching. They've been watching their moms and dads, but they've been watching others too. You and I. That say we trust in the Lord. Are we really trusting in the Lord though? Because if we're not trusting in the Lord, if we're not the example to them, how are we to say, hey, yeah, go on off to college, but keep trusting in the Lord? They're looking for the right example. They need to be the right example, but guess what? They need to follow the right example. That's our responsibility. To trust, to have a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. We need to trust in the Lord like Daniel. in the lion's den. Like the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were being thrown into the fiery furnace. Like David against Goliath. And like Job through all of his trials. I promise you, they're not going to be faced with a fiery furnace, but they are going to be faced with fiery adversaries. They may not be faced with the trials of Job, but they will be faced with trials. But guess what? In the midst of those trials, and in the midst of those fiery adversaries, God's word is not going to change. It's still going to read, "Trust in the Lord." Now, when I was doing that illustration, what were your thoughts? I'm not asking you to answer that question. It's rhetorical. Were you thinking, "Oh, yeah, he's got it. It's no problem. He'll catch him. He's just a little fella." But then when it got switched, how many of you thought, "Oh, yeah, he's got it. No problem"? Or how many of you thought, "Uh-oh, situation's changed"? See, here's the problem. You and I start out, like I said, trusting, and it's difficult. We put our trust in God, maybe for salvation right away, it's easy, but then it gets difficult the further we go along in our Christian walk. And the more God wants us to trust Him. And then what happens is, not that the positions get reversed, but mentally what we do is we say, "Okay, God, here's my problem. And you're kind of small for my problem." Right? Now all of a sudden, our focus isn't on God anymore. It's on the problem. Do we really have a problem bigger than God? By the way, was David's problem a big problem? You bet he was. But you know what David understood? Even though he had a big problem, the problem wasn't bigger than God. You know, these college students, they're going to face some pretty big problems. There's a lot of things that go on at colleges today. In public secular universities. And for a young Christian, regardless of how long they've been saved, you know what? It presents some pretty big problems. But what they need to understand is God's still bigger. Maybe you're facing some big problems. Maybe you're looking at the problem and going, "God, I don't know. This problem's pretty big in my life right now." And you're looking at God and saying, I don't know, you're big enough. He's big enough. He's a big God. The Bible says to trust in the Lord. And then it says, I like it. I love it. With all thine heart. Now, it's interesting. We had a professor in Bible college. Whenever he talked about the heart, you know, he'd say, you know, when the Bible mentions the heart, it's not always talking about your blood pumper, right? You wouldn't say to your spouse, "I love you with all my blood pumper. I love you with every corpuscle that pumps blood in and out of my heart." What? You know, it'd be kind of weird. No, when you say the heart, what you're talking about is the emotions, right? The heart is the seat of the emotions. Guess what our emotions are? Our emotions are fear, anger, sadness, joy, disgust, trust, anticipation, surprise, love, and even regret. There's a lot more. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and list every emotion. I'm giving you an idea of the areas. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. God wants us to trust him with all of our emotions. All of our fear. All of our anger. All of our disgust. I was reading an article the other day. I won't go into the details, but it was really about physical abuse from parent to a child. And it disgusted me. I was disgusted. I didn't even finish the article. I was so disgusted. And immediately, the Holy Spirit began to work on my heart and say, "Do you trust me?" I thought, man, that's so horrible. And it angered me, to be honest with you. Disgust was the first emotion that I felt. But then anger, I was like, how could somebody do that? Such an innocent. And God said, you're to trust me with all of your heart, with all of your emotions. How often do we do that? Do we check ourselves to say, God, am I trusting you here with these emotions that I have? You know, and again, sure, we trust God with our love. We trust God with our joy, all the good things. But what about our sadness? What about our anger? What about our fears? Do we trust God with those? I promise you, as college students, these young people are going to have a lot of emotions. There'll be many different emotions throughout the semesters. And they're going to need to trust God for each and every one of them. God wants us to trust him with all of our emotions. For college students, that means trusting the Lord with your roommates. Trusting the Lord with your professors, your teammates, your classmates, your coworkers. Trusting him for the ups and downs of high marks and low scores. Receiving good news as well as bad news, perhaps from back home if you're going away, as well as even surprises along the way. I remember back in college, my freshman year, I left Texas to go to Florida for college. And I was in college that first semester. For whatever reason, I don't know, but, and I don't remember when exactly, it was somewhere probably in the middle of that first semester, my grandfather, my dad's dad, passed away. And again, I don't know the exact reasons, and I don't understand all of it even today, but it wasn't until 2 weeks later, after he had passed, that I got a phone call. And it hurt. It was a surprise, and it was a lot of emotion. It's a season of life where changes happen. Things take place. And there's a lot of emotions. But God says, trust in him with all of your heart. The Bible continues, it says, to lean not unto thine own understanding. Whenever I think of lean not, I can't help but picture a young toddler who's just learning to walk. If you want to know what lean not looks like, watch Lila Meager as she's walking around. I mean, it looks like, oh my stars, has she got it? What's going on here? You know? When they're just learning to walk, right? And typically what happens when they're just learning to walk, maybe 3-4 steps, then what? It's not fun learning to lean not. We fall down a lot. Nevertheless, God says, lean not unto thine own understanding. See, Samson had his own understanding about where his strength came from. He knew that he was set apart for God. He knew that Having long hair was where his strength came from. But what he understood, what he thought he understood, was that it wasn't just his long hair, it was him. That was his understanding. So he messed around in the beginning and lied about where his strength came from. And then when he finally revealed where his strength came from, he thought, well, I'll just go out anyway. Because even though my strength's from my hair, it's really me. His understanding wasn't right. You know what? Our understanding sometimes isn't right. That's why God says, lean not unto thine own understanding. Judges chapter 16, verse 28, the Bible says, and Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. See, Samson had gotten captured and put to work, and his eyes were poked out, and his hair began to grow back. But even though his hair grew back, Samson turned to God. He said, I made that mistake once before, thinking that the strength came from me. Comes from God. You know, as these students, I don't want to say kids or children, as these young people head off to college, it's not that they're ignorant. Obviously, they've made it into college. But there are some things that they think they understand, and God's going to test them in some areas. He's going to want them to lean not unto their own understanding, but to lean where? On him. We just sang some songs about leaning, by the way. Not by accident. We need those reminders along the way of where our strength comes from. To lean not unto thine understanding means not to think of yourself too highly, but to give God the glory. But also, not to be afraid, to step out in faith. Faith looks forward. And if you're learning to walk, it's probably a good idea that you look forward. You ever been walking and not looking forward for too long? God says, lean not into thine own understanding. There are things that we think we understand, but God's teaching us. We need to lean on him and his word. The Bible continues in Proverbs chapter 3, and it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. That means to simply accept or admit the existence or truth of something. To accept or admit the existence or truth. You know, it's interesting to me, people that have come out recently and said, well, you know, I no longer believe, I no longer trust, I no longer, you know what they're doing? They're saying they never really acknowledged Christ to begin with. If you put your faith and trust in Christ, you've accepted his truth. That's it. To deny that is to not really have acknowledged him. Think of it this way, and I almost tried to illustrate it this morning, but I wasn't going to make my wife look like the bad guy. It would be like husbands, if you were to come home with a bouquet of flowers, and you say your wife's sitting in the living room or something, and you present her the flowers, and she doesn't pay attention. You know, she's looking at her phone or working on her computer or whatever, and you say, hey, honey, I love you. I got you some flowers. And she just sits there and doesn't pay any attention. You know, you kind of shake the flowers in front of her. Got you some flowers. I love you. How encouraged would you be if you were not acknowledged doing something like that? Or ladies, you know, if you got up early and made a special breakfast and got some coffee and you know, whatever your husband liked and made it all special for him, and he just kind of walks by and heads out the door. How encouraged would you be without being acknowledged? You know what God does? He wakes us up in the morning. He throws his flowers of grace in front of us. His cup of mercy. His plate of forgiveness. Do we acknowledge him? Do we think about all that God's blessed us with? You know what college students are going to need? They're going to need to acknowledge him along the way. God's going to be there. But they're going to need to acknowledge him in all of their ways. You see, I don't know about you. How many of you have ever been to college? Raise your hand. How many of you have been to college? Everything work out the exact way you thought it would? Sometimes things don't. They don't work out the way we hoped. They don't work out the way we planned. We make great plans, and things don't work out that way. What's going on? A vehicle breaks down. A job doesn't work out. A class schedule gets messed up. Some other situation out of our control rearranges our life. God says, in all of our ways, acknowledge him. Do we do that? When something doesn't work out the way we thought it should, the way we planned for it to, do we acknowledge him and say, you know what, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I acknowledge you that you know what's best, that you still care about me, that you still love me, that I'm still forgiven. And I acknowledge you, Lord, even though it's not what I wanted, even though it's not the direction I thought I was going, you have a plan, and I acknowledge you. See, college students are going to be throwing curveballs. I'm not saying they're all going to play baseball. You get what I'm talking about? Things aren't going to work out the way they thought. Things aren't going to work out the way they planned. But God's still saying, acknowledge him in all of your ways, in everything. Acknowledge him. Why? Because the truth is, God's still in control. He's still on the throne. He still loves you. He still cares about you. His ways, the Bible says, are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He simply wants us to acknowledge him. You might think, Lord, I don't understand how this works out for your glory or for my good, but I acknowledge you and I trust in you. How can this work out, Lord, for your glory? How can this work out for my good? I don't understand that. But I still acknowledge you. I still trust in you. The Bible concludes verse 6 with, he shall direct thy paths. I love that because it's what's called or known as a conditional promise. If we trust in him, if we lean not with all of our heart, if we trust in him with all of our heart, and we lean not into our own understanding, and we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he will direct our paths. It's not that he's going to tell us everything. It's not that everything's going to be easy. But he's going to direct our paths. It's like those artists. By the way, I'm not an artist. I don't, you know, I appreciate and value those that are artists. I am not one. It's tough for me to draw a straight line on a piece of paper. There are those that are really good at artistry, and they can paint beautiful pictures. Something that's come out, I don't know if it's recent, but something that I've seen recently, and perhaps you've seen it too, those artists that they paint a picture, right? And you can't see what it is. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's like, what is that? Like, it's pretty. It's got color. Okay, you know what I mean? You try and be kind. But you're like, it's kind of ugly because it doesn't make any sense. I can't tell if it's a boat or a tree or a person. I don't know what it is. And they finish painting the picture and they stand there. And you're like, it's okay, you know, did he mess up? Does he need more paint, more time? And then they flip the picture. And there it is. And you're like, wow, he did that upside down. Yeah, because it was his plan. You know what God's doing in your life right now? You know what God's doing for you, college student? He's painting a picture. And he's not finished. But if you trust him, if you lean not unto your own understanding, if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he's going to flip that picture. And you're going to see. And by the way, it's not necessarily the end-all, be-all of college. He might still be painting that picture after college. It's like the old song, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. He's painting a picture of your life. He's doing a work. But do you trust in him with all of your heart? Do you lean not into your own understanding, and do you acknowledge him? Because his promise is that he was, that he is, and he shall direct your path. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. As we consider in Scripture what God says about trusting in him. Do we trust in the Lord? Perhaps we did at salvation. But God says to trust in him with all of our heart, with all of our emotions. May we trust God when it comes to loving him. Yeah, we trust you, Lord. Maybe we trust God when we've been blessed and we're joyful and we're happy. Yeah, we trust you, Lord. What about when we're not so happy, when we're kind of sad? When things aren't working out the way we thought they should? When we get upset, are we still trusting him? Do we lean not unto our own understanding? Do we see that God has a greater plan? Do we keep our eyes focused on him and recognize that our strength, our ability, our talents, our gifts come from him? Do we lean on him? Do we acknowledge, even though we don't understand, we don't see the finished work? He's painting a picture. He's moving in our lives. He's simply saying, acknowledge me. Follow me. Do we surrender? Do we submit? Do we acknowledge him in all of our ways? The ways that we didn't plan, the ways that we get rearranged in our lives. Do we acknowledge him? He's at work. He's doing a work, directing our paths. Each one of these students that are heading off to college, God is directing in their paths. He wants to continue to direct. We need to pray for them, that they'll continue to trust in the Lord with all their heart, that they'll lean not into their own understanding, that they'll acknowledge him in all of their ways. And we can be assured by doing those things, God's going to continue directing their paths. It might be near, it might be far, but God is directing. Do we trust Him? Are we the example for these college students? Are we showing them how to trust? Are we showing them how to lean not? Are we showing them how to acknowledge Him? Are we being the example? Is God directing your path? Maybe you've gotten off the path. Maybe you've gotten away from God. Maybe you've stopped trusting. Maybe you trust in some areas, but not all of your emotions. Maybe you want to lean, but it's easier to lean on your own strength, what you think is your own strength. Samson thought it was his own strength. Strength comes from the Lord. Do you acknowledge Him? Do you thank Him for His mercy? Do you thank Him for His grace? For His forgiveness? Do you acknowledge Him? Yeah, we can complain. We know how to do that. But do we know how to acknowledge Him? God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. God, help us to be directed by You. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for its power to move, to work, to change, to help. Lord, I pray for each of these students that are heading off to college. They would trust You with all of their emotions. Lord, that they would lean not into their own understanding and that they would acknowledge You in all of their ways. Lord, there are going to be times that they're tested. There are going to be times where things won't go as planned. Lord, help them to focus on the picture that You're painting in their lives. And even though it might be upside down and they can't see it and they don't understand, strengthen them through Your word. Help them to see how You're directing their paths and that You're still doing a work. It'll all make sense when it's finished. God, help us to be the example. Work in our hearts and lives to show them how to trust You, to show them how to lean not into our own understanding, and to show them how to acknowledge You in all of our ways. We'll give You the praise and thanks in Christ's name. Amen. We'll stand to our feet as we sing.